JKT, KO4HKX.
WT, JKT.
In home already?
Yeah, I'm going to be passing by probably 26, about the time we hit the maximum eclipse here.
Somewhere right around Traveler's Rest.
About 13 minutes, I think, until maximum eclipse in our area. Eerie out.
It's like that evening setting sun up around the house. So, definitely odd to be seen at this time of day.
We're the one in 2017.
I was doing the same thing I'm doing right now.
That time.
It got full totality that time.
Seneca at the time, and the path of maximum totality went right over Seneca, so I got about 2.5 minutes of total darkness.
Where I was at for that last one, I just know this is what I was doing.
It's going to be 84% blocked in this area, so that's still going to be pretty dark. Maybe not much darker than it is now, but I mean, it's pretty dark now if you think about. You know, normally this time I'm squinting and I'm looking for my sunglasses.
Well, luckily it is off to my left and I can't really see it, so I don't have to worry too much about it.
Got at one of these exits up here and I've got my eclipse viewing glasses. Just take a quick peek at it. I don't have the stones, I think, to put my car in self-driving mode and try to, you know, crane my neck around to see it.
I would do that either. It might be some other fool decides he wants to panic stop and look at it.
I'm driving pretty nuts right now. I think everybody's trying to get somewhere where they can take a look at it or something.
Business is shutting down early. Everybody's outside sitting out in the parking lot. They ain't getting nothing done, so... Kind of comical in some way.
Our school today, because the timing of the eclipse coincided with their dismissal time, and they didn't want a bunch of kids standing outside, like, staring at the sun and, you know, them potentially taking on the liability. So the kids are with their dad today looking at it. But, yeah, there's definitely less traffic on I-85 right now, and I just imagine people are taking it in. You know, it's not a total eclipse here, but it's still kind of cool to look at.
That, but with all the hype they've built it up with, I'm sure everybody's wanting to stop and look at it.
It's a total eclipse in a lifetime thing. You know, I mean, it's always been a bucket list item for me to see a total eclipse, and it just so happened that I lived where we had one, so I didn't have to go anywhere. We just went over our church parking lot and, you know, looked at it from there. But yeah, no, I mean, I understand the hype, you know, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime thing, at least for me.
I don't remember if it was a total eclipse or not, but there was one when I was in elementary school. We lived down in Texas for a little while, and I remember an eclipse coming through there at that time, and then I'm pretty sure that one was a total eclipse, but I don't know, it was too long ago.
Partial eclipses in my lifetime, but, you know, the one in 17 was the only total, and I might see if there's another one. I mean, I'll have to travel to it because the U.S. isn't going to have another one for, like, 20 more years, but I definitely want to go see one again if I get a chance.
Find one that's not too far away. I don't really know where to go with that one.
Hoping at some place that's Western friendly, like Europe or something. It's dark now.
Hard to have two sunsets and two sunrises in 24 hours.
That uses the animals and stuff, but yeah, I think I'm going to jump off at exit 75 here just to take a look at it, see if I can maybe grab a picture of it through the glasses I have. If I get a decent one, I'll send it to you, but yeah, I'll be out for a bit, so if I don't talk to you at 73, and I'll be back on the road tomorrow morning.
Well, you be safe out there, and good luck getting me a good picture, and I should be around for a little while. KO4HKX.
On the road, WT, JKT, clear for now.